producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking in this hour to Stan Deo. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. He's someone who's had above top secret security clearance. He's worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project specializing in the development of flying saucer technology. And his background and his interests include earthquake forecasting. So we're going to have him on to talk about what's going on. There's an article up on Infowars.com today, why the earthquake near San Francisco is just the start of the shaking in California. And this is by Michael Snyder. And he points out that approximately 81% of all big earthquakes occur along the Ring of Fire, which is an area of perimeter that extends down in the Pacific. Of course, we've seen many times what happens in the Pacific as there's an offshore earthquake creating a giant tsunami, devastating consequences. It's not just the direct effect of earthquakes themselves. Now, Michael Snyder is also following this earthquake situation pretty closely, and he had an article just last Thursday talking about large holes that were forming near the New Madrid Fault. And as I pointed out, the New Madrid Fault is not in Spain, but it actually lies on the border region of Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi. And he says that in May, this is his article from last Thursday, in May, the federal government simulated an earthquake that was so massive it killed 100,000 Midwesterners instantly and forced more than 7 million people out of their homes. Now, does that sound over the top? He points out that they had a replay. It was actually a replay of a disaster that happened 200 years ago. On December 16, 1811, a magnitude 7.7 earthquake hit the New Madrid fault line, which is in the area that I just mentioned. Today, there are 15 million people who live there. Back then, there were hardly anybody living there, and yet people who were on the Mississippi River saw boats flung all over the place. It was devastating for the few people that were there, and that was a magnitude 7.7 earthquake. Now, why do they believe that that could be happening sometime in the near future? Well, he points out the same fault, this New Madrid fault, they said, more than a year after a six-year-old boy was almost buried alive in a popular sand dune, more holes are now appearing on this fault in a place called Mount Baldy in Indiana. It's a 126-foot sand dune. Now, they've closed access to that area because of the holes that are there, and three geologists arrived last week with high-tech equipment, hoping to use radio waves and core samples to see if they can determine what's causing the holes. This is something that we're seeing happening in many different areas. As I also pointed out, GPS locating equipment showed a 4-millimeter drop in western states due to the drought. They could actually see that kind of a drop from the satellite measurements. They've seen that Yellowstone is actually heaving up with lava underneath the surface. So we see that the water that has now evaporated with the drought or gone because of the drought, groundwater, surface water has caused the surface to actually go down. And yet in other areas like Yellowstone, we see it moving up slightly as the underground volcanic lava is building up in those areas. So there's a lot of seismic changes that are going on. And in San Francisco, they got a 10-second warning. Maybe you want to do something to prepare before you get a 10-second warning. So we're going to be talking to Stan Deo about what's going on, trying to get an idea of what really the landscaping is, quite literally, and get a feel for where your risks are. You may not think that it's going to affect you if you live in the eastern part of the United States. You may think this is something that only people in California should be concerned about. And yet, that's not the case. We see this is happening in multiple areas. So we're going to be talking to him right after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi. I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be talking to Stan Deo about the recent earthquakes this last weekend and what he sees coming up ahead, because we had him on just about 4 months ago, and he's predicting an increase in earthquakes. That's exactly what we saw this weekend. We saw 6.1 in San Francisco. We saw 6.9 in Peru. We saw warnings about an earthquake and or a volcanic eruption in Iceland. And, of course, there's been a lot of concern about Yellowstone. We see the ground rising there. We see a road being melted down and closed. So there's a lot of changes, geological and seismic changes, that are going on. And it's not just in the political area. Of course, before we go to him, I want to point out, you know, it's not just natural disasters that can take us down, of course. There's also the economic collapse that we talk about constantly. And there's a article up on InfoWars.com. Do you want milk or toilet paper? Well, the Venezuelan government wants your fingerprints. They're saying that the president, Maduro, has announced this week, that would be just the end of last week, that the grocery stores will soon begin mandatory fingerprinting of customers. This particular initiative, which could be implemented by the end of the year, is meant to help combat the hoarding and the smuggling of government-subsidized goods. So, see, that's right. If they give you all of this stuff, then they're going to fingerprint you and they're going to track you to make sure that you're not getting too much of it. I think it's interesting that it wasn't that long ago that Bloomberg had an article saying that it was a good investment for bankers and bondholders to invest in Venezuela, that they had been getting just under 700% return on investment. And they had a banker at the time say, this is wonderful because the Hugo Chavez, as well as the current government, understands that their first responsibility is their sovereign debt. And in the context of that article, they were talking about how at the time people could not get food and water without going to neighboring countries. And now they're trying to crack down even more on them in this socialist utopia. That's what happens. And I think it's interesting when you look at this and the fact that they will let their people starve. They will fingerprint them before they give them any food and track them to see who's getting what amount of food. They will do that to their own people, but they will pay the bankers first. Maybe that's why the West never attacked militarily Hugo Chavez, because he was taking care of the bankers. Maybe that was what kept him safe. Well, let's go to Stan Dale right now. I want to talk to him about earthquakes. As I said, he was on back in April talking to Alex Jones. Stan Dale has held above top secret clearance. He's worked undercover for the FBI. He's part of an exclusive black project that was specializing in development of flying saucer technology. He has a very diverse background. He's interested and knowledgeable about computer programming, marine architecture, advanced propulsion engineering, biblical studies, and earthquake forecasting. Stan Dale, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invite, David. Are you a native Texan?
No, I'm not. I'm actually spent most of my life in North Carolina.
That's sad, but good to see you there anyway.
Yeah, I'm a recent transplant.
Good stuff. Yeah, earthquakes, there are a lot of changes going on in the planet. They're a little bit, schizophrenic, I think would be the word I want to use, because they seem to ramp up and then they back off and jump to another place. I'm looking at the map of the earthquakes today on USGS, and we're seeing, as we have been for probably 3 or 4 weeks now, some significant quakes, you know, four plus, 4.5 plus over in Greece, Turkey, Iran, Iraq. And up in Iceland, of course, you know about that, under the volcanoes up there. And then in another place down close to the South Pole, off the tip of South America. These indicate to me that the Atlantic side of things is relieving stress in a big way. I'm still not sure what's going to happen up at the Bartarbung volcano in Iceland. Mm-hmm. All the evidence we've got does show that there's quite a bit of earthquake activity deep underneath, which means it still hasn't approached the surface yet, even though, you know, people are saying to watch out when you fly over the air and that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's the one in San Francisco, you know, that area of quakes there, that is a little bit unusual, as you know. In that area there, gosh, it's been like 1.5 million years or more since the Franklin Fault was active. It's not even the one that caused the great, you know, 1900 and some odd earthquake there.
Oh, it's a different fault. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, there,
that's a San Andreas or...
No. San Andreas will probably trigger things in that area should it have a large quake. Mm-hmm. And certainly north of there, off the coast of Oregon and Washington State, there's a series of plate fractures there in the Juan de Fuca plate. It's in two main pieces, and the bottom part just touches Northern California, just right above where this earthquake occurred. Now, if the Juan de Fuca plate does release, and it's overdue, probably 6 years overdue now. They figured that it would do within 56 years, you know, back in the IGY year 1958. If you look at all the other areas around the Great Ring of Fire in the Pacific that were under stress like that, they've all released their, you know, Richter 8s and 9s. This is the only holdout on the whole Pacific Ring of Fire, or Arc of Fire, as it's now called.
Wow.
Now, if that goes, it'll be a 9.2 or 3 plus earthquake.
Wow!
And that will shake the dickens out of the West Coast, and it'll trigger Franklin, it'll trigger, you know, San Andreas, and there's probably about 15 other parallel faults it'll trigger as well.
Wow! That's huge, because as everybody knows, these Richter scale measurements are exponential. So there's a huge difference between a 6 and a 7, and between a what they just had was a 6 in San Francisco. You're talking about a 9. What is that, a 1,000 times?
That's about right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's amazing.
That would jar your teeth a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're talking about some activity in the Atlantic. Now, there was also an article that I was reading from last Thursday. Michael Snyder was talking about the New Madrid Fault that runs through central United States, through Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi, he says.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Well, fair amount. Actually, on our website there under the show images page, and your producer, we talked about this earlier, you can link into that and look at a number of maps and images. I've got even some stereo 3D things related to the New Madrid Fault. It is a peculiar kind of fault system. It's like little rectangular honeycombs underneath there. It is a failed attempt to form a ridge like occurred in the middle of the Atlantic. And as such, it had dynamic pressures from several sides. And so it's a very kind of unpredictable type of fault. We know that every 175 to 180 years we get a major release there. And certainly we're seeing signs that this time, not only will it release in the southern Missouri, Tennessee area, it will probably release in a fault connecting through Arkansas all the way over to Oklahoma City.
Wow.
And this is still up for conjecture, but on our website, on the show images page, where I talk about these kind of things, I do have a map showing the safe zone, if you wish, of earthquakes that will occur in Canada and the United States all the way down to Central America. Now, it's called the Central Stable Region, a shield, and there's a black line. If you go down, let me tell you where it is. It's on the show images page down, fifth row down on the right, and it's a white, black and white image.
And again, your website is standeo.com. That's standeo.com, where people can see these images and see what you've mapped out here.
And that's right. They just click the button next to the microphone and say show images and go down the fifth row and on the right. Now, this tells us, it's a very rare piece of graphic data I got on this, but where there's a black line that comes down between the west coast of the United States and goes on the other side of the Rockies and down into central Texas, down around where you are and around and up into Tennessee to the bottom of the New Madrid Fault Line, then all the way up into the Appalachians and, out. Now, that black line, outside of that black line toward the oceans everywhere, is where we have instabilities in the Earth's crust should a major earthquake series start. The Colorado Plateau is exempt from that. It's also within a little shielded area. But other than that, on that map, you will see that, Mexico, Arizona, California, Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, all along the east coast and the south coast and the west coast are at risk for major earthquake activity should that start soon. Mm-hmm. On that same page, you can see historically where earthquakes are occurring across the United States. And where fracking has been occurring. I've got quite a detailed set of data on the New Madrid thing as well. Mm-hmm. Its own site there.
Now, you mentioned fracking. We've had a lot of earthquakes where people are in Texas. There's been a rapid increase in earthquakes that believe is due to fracking. Do you share that belief?
Well, if you look at the fracking map I've got, we see all the little green dots on it there. That's to the left of that one we were just looking at. Mm-hmm. And it shows a huge concentration of them in the southeast portion of Texas, from the toe of Texas all the way across up into Louisiana and part of Mississippi.
So there's a high correlation to where they're fracking and where these rapid earthquakes are happening. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. Excuse me. Let me put that off.
Go ahead and get that.
Yeah, all right.
And also, when we were talking about this earlier, we were talking about the fact that the U.S. Geological Service could see the effects of drought from their satellites across the western United States. So we'll be right back. We're going to continue talking about what's going on with this. And we're also going to talk about what you can do to prepare. We're going to give you more than a 10-second warning to prepare like the people in California did. Of course, they expected it to come, but there are other places other than California, United States, that are susceptible to earthquakes.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to Stan Deo of standeo.com. That's S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. I mentioned that because you can go to his website, as we've been talking here about his website and showing it for the people who are watching this. You can see some very detailed graphical data showing where these fault lines are, Many people think this is something that really only affects California or San Francisco in the United States, or maybe it affects Pacific Islands where they have an earthquake off the coast. They have to worry about tsunamis coming in. We have all those problems here as well, and there are some faults within the United States that maybe you're not aware of that have are long overdue for some kind of activity. But just before we went to a commercial break, Stan had brought up fracking, and I want to go over that a little bit more with him because he's got a chart on his site that shows a pretty high correlation between fracking activity and earthquakes in Oklahoma, Texas, other places. We know that there's been a massive amount of water lost in the western United States due to drought. As a matter of fact, it's so much that it's the equivalent to about 4 inches of water covering the entire western half of the United States that is basically missing now due to this drought of epic proportions. They determined that by looking at the ground sinking because it doesn't have the changes in the height of the ground rising because the lack of presence of the water, which would normally take it down. So they were able to measure a 4 millimeter difference in the height of the ground and basically extrapolate from that the amount of water that was missing. Stan, let's talk about the correlation between changes in groundwater level. It's not just the plates that are building up tension, but it's also things that might be naturally occurring or things that we are doing that are man-made that are changing the groundwater and affecting earthquakes.
Well, certainly, depending upon the formation underneath, say, California, where the water has been stored, it takes maybe 100 years to recharge some of those aquifers down there. And if you use it up quickly with agriculture, like in the San Joaquin Valley, you might find that it that the emptiness doesn't go away real quickly. It doesn't fill up again. And this makes a mechanical instability with the weight of water that's normally above it and with, human activity there. Down in Lake Taupo in the North Island of New Zealand is another situation where water level in a lake is very important because it holds down the lid on a huge caldera as big as Yellowstone. And right now, of course, the water is warm and there's steam coming up on the shore occasionally. If that one goes, it will be because the weight of the water has been reduced, by they've been using geothermal sources. And with the drought hitting all over the world, all these areas are subject to danger. In California particularly, I think that what's going to happen there is that because the underground water storage is not like a flat level thing, it has like waves in it underneath in the sedimentary formations that have been kind of squeezed together, we might see the evidence of California separating into small islands as this progresses over the years. It can happen suddenly, but it may also happen over a period of a decade or two if we don't get rain in there to recharge. And as I said, it takes about 100 years to recharge the main aquifers. Wow. So the situation's not going to go away. It's not good.
That's very interesting. Now, you were also talking about fracking, and I had read in the break just before you came on from Michael Snyder's article where he's talking about these holes that were opening up on Mount Baldy, which is near the New Madrid Fault. Do you think that's something that they don't really know what's going on there? There's speculation about that. Do you think that's related somehow to changes in water levels, or do you think that's something to do with plates?
It's to do, I think, primarily with the same phenomenon that's causing a lot of the sinkholes all around the world, not just in the United States. There was a down near, I guess, Sonora in New Mexico, just a part of the Baja. There was a 12-mile-long fissure that opened up all of a sudden. It's not deep, but it cracked, for 12 miles. Now, that's very close to, it's just south of the Salton Sea area in Southern California, which is a very thin part of the plate. Now,
hang on, we got to go to break, Stan. We want to get that information right after we come back from break. We'll continue on with that. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we're talking to Stan Deo, someone who is an expert on earthquake forecasting, and you can see more information if you go to his site, standeo.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to join Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers. Free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that you're...
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have on the line with me Stan Deo of StanDeo.com. It's an excellent site with information about earthquakes. And, of course, there's been a lot of information about a lot of earthquakes happened just yesterday. We had a 6.9 in Peru as well as a 6.1 in San Francisco. And, of course, we see there's seismic activity that they're warning about in Iceland. We're talking about where your risks are, and we're going to talk to Stan about what you can do. The people in San Francisco only got a 10-second warning, so we want to give you a little bit more of a warning, give you an idea of what to expect in the aftermath of an earthquake. How can you prepare for it? But before we do, I want to tell you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by OccuPower. It's a new product that we have at InfoWars Life. It's a new eye super formula, nutraceutical. It's available in limited batch supplies only. We just got a new batch in, the first batch in, just a few days ago. Already half of it is gone. It's going to take another 6 to 8 weeks before we get our next batch. This is based on the same regenerative principles as DNA Force, but it's at a more affordable price, targeting the nutrients that you need to replenish the cells in your eye. And, of course, those go through and need to be replaced very rapidly. It's the cause of many diseases, a contributing cause to things like macular degeneration. OccuPower focuses on assisting the natural function of healthy eyes nutritionally, not through surgery, not through harsh pharmaceutical drugs. And that's available at InfoWars.com/eyes or InfoWarsShop.com, where you'll find the other products that support our operation. Now, going back to Stan Deo. Stan, just before we went to a commercial break, you were talking about the proliferation of sinkholes, not just in America, as we were talking about at the New Madrid fault. There's a lot of holes that are forming there in a very major fault that's not in California. It's kind of in the central part of the United States. But you were talking about what's happening throughout the world, especially in Mexico. We had to go to a commercial break. Go ahead and continue with that.
Okay, well, I've been working for a number of years with a number of other people who have also been studying this. It's known as the expanding Earth theory or hypothesis. And under this concept, a few thousand years ago, the Earth was 25% smaller, or 20% smaller than it is now, and in diameter. And it expanded, and we think that it occurred somewhere around 2300 to 2100 BC. That's what caused Pangaea to break up. Now, this is in direct contrast to what they teach in the universities. I'll tell you that right now. There's a lot of controversy over this, but it did occur. I'm positive with this. And if you see my hands here, what happens, the Earth expands like this. It stretches the thin mantle where we live on top of it. And when that stretching, it's like blowing up a balloon. It makes things get bigger in all directions. Now, a lot of the sinkholes, I'd say 85-90% of them, are due to water intrusion underneath structures or underneath the surface of the ground. And they make round holes rather than jagged, long tears, that kind of, as a general rule, they are round. What happens, I'm pretty sure, is that the expansion of the Earth is stretching gas pipes, water pipes, power lines, stuff underground, and they are starting to leak. And the leak, of course, creates the moisture in there and reduces the pressure, sideways pressure on the dirt grains there, and it collapses in a uniform circular hole. Now, to me, this is a sign that we're experiencing a planetary expansion, a very slight one, but we're starting to expand as the planet ages. Now, I don't know whether this will increase dramatically or whether it'll just be a small event, but it is large enough to affect us, making these potholes or these sinkholes all over the planet, and now starting to make the tears, like near Sonora, where it's 12 miles long. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I put that caveat in there. But with everything else that I've studied in the past, this does seem to be where we're headed. And people can expect to see a lot more of these sinkholes in weird places, but usually over water supplies of some sort.
And we have, for people who are watching this video feed right now, we have a picture of a very long crack. Is that the one, guys, that he was just talking about? Yeah, that's the one that you were just talking about, Stan, that we have right. A picture of up there.
Excellent.
A video that's a 12-mile stretch, I think you said. Now, the other thing that's
like 20 kilometers, but that's 12 miles, I'm pretty sure is what it was. Anyway, go on.
Okay. The other thing, of course, that you had referred to briefly was the fact that as we see these plates, if they don't have a constant earthquake, as we see in San Francisco and other places like Wellington, New Zealand, places that are near fault lines, they like to see little tiny earthquakes going on all the time. There's a constant movement between these plates. The problem arises, of course, when you don't get that or when you have a lot of tension that is built up. So talk to us about the places that we've got a lot of tension built up. Of course, in the New Madrid or New Madrid fault, they say that it's been 200 years since we've had a major earthquake there, and that's the one that runs through the central United States. And they just had in May the federal government simulating the effect of an earthquake that was so massive that it killed 100,000 Midwesterners instantly and forced another 7 million people out of their homes. I mean, how can people prepare for this type of thing? And where are the danger areas in the United States? Maybe take that first, then we can talk about the preparation.
All right. The danger areas certainly are along the New Madrid. And as I said earlier in the last segment, there's a fault connecting the New Madrid to the west through Arkansas and up into Oklahoma City area. And they're doing all this fracking there. And I'm not sure whether this is fracking for, you know, gas, water, et cetera, whatever they're fracking for. Or is it possibly a government effort through private corporations to make small earthquakes relieve pressure in Oklahoma City and between there and New Madrid? I know they did this when I was in Australia down in Perth. There was about a 7.8 Richter earthquake building up just north of Perth, and it would have taken down three quarters of the buildings of the city had it released. So there were very quietly teams moved in that went through the outback there up north of Perth, detonating TNT at certain places along tributary fault lines to make small earthquakes to relieve the pressure so the big one didn't occur, and it did not.
So it may be a form of geoengineering.
It may be. Yeah. It may well be. And so we may be complaining, you know, when we shouldn't be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's probably attributing a lot of kindness to the government that may not be there. But anyway.
Incompetence.
Okay. In other places, the West Coast, Northwest Coast, you know, Oregon, Washington State, those are going to be areas that could even see tsunamis when that Richter 9 releases. And it will release. It's just we don't know exactly when. It's overdue now. Mm-hmm. In Eureka, north of San Francisco itself, we're going to see more earthquakes there as this the period of time intensifies. New Zealand, you mentioned that. I've been getting emails from people down there, one from a Maori lady, the Maori Indians that live there, and she was telling me that she'd had a dream vision of magma flowing from the central island, center of North Island, down toward her at Wellington, again, that being Lake Taupo, and that region is under a huge amount of stress. Whenever that went off back in 87 AD, the last time, it made dust go up into the northern hemisphere so heavy that the Chinese astronomers recorded 3 days of darkness from it, not knowing what caused it. Wow. So that's another area that people in New Zealand are pretty much aware of that. We've covered it. I've been down and visited Holly and I with the IGNS down there and did enough shame on the radio of their government that they started funding and money to start monitoring temperatures and pressures there to warn people and try to save as much of North Island as they can when it hits. Mm-hmm. So there... let's see, the Middle East, of course, well, you know, Iran, Iraq area, into the Mediterranean, that's going to be unstable for some time. So in the United States, New Madrid, Yellowstone area, and the northwest coast home and down into California, down to the Baja, all those are areas that are likely to suffer some severe earthquake damage. As I said to you before, if you look at the plots of earthquakes I've got on my show images page, you'll see one that shows a plot of earthquakes for the last 40, 50, 60 years in the United States. And you'll see kind of a clean zone, you know, up above Texas. And that clean zone stops at the east side of the Rockies. On your map, it would be like that if you're looking at me on TVB, east side of the Rockies. And those areas are fairly stable, but outside that, it's anybody's game. Now, you can do a lot of things to help you prepare for that. On our website, standeo.com, at the very top left-hand corner in a yellow box, it says free prep info, and next to that it says it says NBC, but it means nuclear, biological, and chemical preparation, and next to that, threat watches, if you click on, say, the first one, Prep Info, that will immediately tell you some things that you need to do for food storage, water treatment. It takes you to sites, you know, that you can just click on that they supply these various things. And also on that page, you'll see Dare to Prepare, the cover of Holly's book, which is, I think, 632 pages long. And it's kind of the Bible of emergency preparation. I mean, even first responder schools use it to teach their first responders. If you have time, get that book and read the sections that are pertinent to your area, you know, for earthquake or tsunami or volcano or tornado, lightning strike, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. There's about 70 different things that she prepares you for, what you need for that. Medicine, food, water, And
of course, many of the things that you would do for a natural disaster are the same sorts of things that you would do to prepare for a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack. You need to get, you know, bandages, beans, and bullets, as they say. You know, the types of things, medical care, store food and water, or the ability to purify your water. And then, of course, a means of defense if and when society breaks down.
NBC attacks are, they've got some curly edges to them, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you get the EMP pulse from it, it'll wipe out your electronics, your computers, and communication, and you'll be without contact to the outside world. If it's a dirty bomb, it pollutes your area, then there are things you need to do to mitigate that. Holly's looked at this, and there's a way that you can actually walk out from under the fallout cloud, because it goes up so high that you have several hours to walk away from the direction the wind is blowing in to get out of the fallout. If you're going to weather the fallout, she's got a section in there to tell you about how to build an in-home shelter with dirt or with concrete, steel, whatever, in your home. And it's not like a major construction thing. Just you pile up boxes of this stuff, get boxes, put sand in it, and that kind of stuff, and build yourself, especially in a basement, a cubby, for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, until the radiation dies down. That's if you're right under the anvil, the cloud that drops the stuff. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna weather it in situ. But they're just practical things, but they're different than just normal preparation for weather events. You've also got to prepare for people looting, crazy people. Mm-hmm. So that means bullets, as you said. Then food, and you need, a lot of people forget that they need to have water down there, potable water, to eat their freeze-dried foods and things, because those things are dry, and you need the water.
Yeah.
Little things like that. And of course, that's all there on those pages. And then in printed form, it really in great detail, is the Dare to Prepare book. And, we have sold tens of thousands of those things. They fly out the shelf. So it's not a minor work. It is a serious work that helps you think your prep needs through, whether you need medicine or you got children you need to communicate with or meeting places, weapons, all kinds of stuff.
And they can find that at your website, which is standeo.com. That's DEYO, standeo.com. And they can also see the different maps that you've got there showing where the highest risks are for different types of natural disasters, not just earthquakes, but other types of natural disasters as well. Now, I looked on your bio here, and I thought it was a bit interesting that you worked on a Tesla-based energy system that says similar to Dr. Henry Moray's. Is that anything you want to talk about in terms of survival? I mean, what do we do in terms of a longer-term situation if we want to have some power or, something that
All
is...
Right.
What can we do in terms of an off-the-grid scenario to get ourselves a little bit more independent to take care of ourselves? Because that's one of the most fragile things that we have, of course, is the grid and the food supply chain that we have in this country. The more sophisticated the chain of supply, the more sophisticated the chain of energy delivery, the more vulnerable it is.
Absolutely. We should have decentralized power so that every home produces its own, ideally, but that's not the way the controllers want it, sadly. You can't make money doing it that way, not as much. Yeah. And you can't control the people by cutting off the power when you want to at your discretion. Now, to prepare for this or to mitigate for it, there are a number of free, quote-unquote, free energy systems that have been out there. Joseph Newman has one. I've not been able to reproduce that, but it's rather bulky. What I've been looking at is what Dr. Murray did, and that was to stretch an antenna about 85 feet long, insulated, and tap it at about the 1/4 link mark with an antenna wire or a connector wire that's insulated coming down into a couple of boxes that use Tesla step-down coils. The trick is that he didn't know where he was getting the energy from. He actually did it and was able to run it for 159 hours in a locked box, and a sheriff and a judge and everybody watched it. There's no hocus-pocus about it, and they could take him anywhere out there near a stream out in the country, and he could drive down the 16-foot-deep copper stake for his ground near the river where it's good conduction, hook that to the bottom part of his boxes and then the antenna part to the top, and he was drawing 10 kilowatts of power for 159 hours until they decided to shut it off.
Wow, that's significant, because if you're looking at a solar power for your home, I mean, 10K would be a really large solar system.
Here's the beauty of his. He didn't need batteries. This worked day and night.
Yeah.
The only difference in the power he received at night, it dropped down about 25%. Well, duh, you're going to be sleeping anyway. But the reason that he couldn't figure it, well, he didn't know about the details of the solar wind, the particles that come from the sun and hit our upper atmosphere, the charged upper atmosphere, and they vibrate the upper atmosphere at various frequencies. But he knew he had to tune his device, his antenna, to a certain range of frequencies, and he would kickstart it by, you know, putting a spark on it and wait a minute. Did it start to auto-resonate? No. Okay, do it again. He managed to do it several times until the antenna caught and started to self-resonate, you know, to build up charge on it. And once it had a charged envelope around it, the vibrations on the upper atmosphere and the ionosphere from the solar wind, we're talking millions of cycles, that vibration passed down as squeezes on his charged envelope on the antenna, which produced voltage, which he trapped in a little arc gap inside his device and then protected it so it couldn't go back out. So it had a high voltage diode that he made in those days, rather primitive, but he didn't do it.
That's fascinating.
That's fascinating.
We've got to go to a commercial break. I want to pick back up with that. Right after the break, we'll talk to Stan Deo, standeo.com. Information you really need to hear. Stay with us.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Stan Deo at standeo.com. That's D-E-Y-O. And, of course, we had him on for his interest in earthquakes and the information that you can find at his website showing the places where you're most likely to be affected in the United States by earthquakes, also showing information about what you can do to prepare for earthquake disasters or other natural disasters that maybe your area of the country might be more prone to or your area of the world, and also what you can do to protect from nuclear, biological, and chemical disasters. If you're not prepared, you're going to wind up going through what we saw at Hurricane Katrina. You'll get the full FEMA treatment. I don't think you want that. So you want to make some preparations in advance for food, for medicine, and for bullets, bandages, beans, and bullets, as they say. Now, we were talking just before the break, and I wanted to continue a little bit with this. He's also very interested in free energy research. He's been to Australia in 1971 to work on these systems. And Stan, do you have some information that you were just talking about, this Tesla system? Do you have some information about that on your website?
Not on that particularly, because I wanted to make sure that it worked and work out the details before I put it out publicly. Mm-hmm. And I have also been splitting my time with another electricity gatherer, which is a static electricity gatherer, to gather electric charge out of the air when the wind blows through a non-moving type cowling. In fact, if you go to the show images page, second row from the bottom, and be the first image here, it looks like a half of a disc or a plate. It's blue, and you click on that, and it'll take you over to a page that has a picture of what this wind electrical generator that I've been working on, and it uses the Lord Kelvin water drop technique to get the moisture in the air to pass through a grid and generate high voltage charge that you can then run a high voltage generator with, which the Japanese have already built and are testing it. And I don't have up the links to that to their device yet, but I saw it running at several thousand RPM just from static charges. Now, this works when there's wind, and with this you would probably need a battery system and inverters. Mm-hmm. But I'm working on that as well, because it's perhaps safer for people to use than the Moray device, which can generate lethal voltages. However, you know, as I get these things developed, I will certainly share them with folks. It's
well, it's fascinating research, and there's a lot of stuff that Tesla did, tapping into the electric fields around our Earth, and really fascinating research, much of which, unfortunately, died with him. People have bits and pieces of it. They're trying to reproduce it. Certainly, you know, when you look at solar and you look at wind power, those are very effective technologies, even though they're certainly not the free energy that you're talking about. They're still effective technologies if they're done on a decentralized off-the-grid scenario. They don't make much sense when you try to put them on the grid, because they all require storage. And when you're trying to create enough power to power the grid, that creates astronomical requirements for storage, which they just simply don't have the technology for that. But they do work well with decentralized off-the-grid situations, don't they?
They do. And one of the problems with solar is that most of our panels are made in China. Mm-hmm. And the quality has been really, really poor. We're talking massively poor. And after 15 years, they're starting to not produce as much power at all, maybe drop down 50 to 60% of what they're supposed to. Well, so we're going to have to find a better system, one that's protected from the environment so it doesn't fog over the glass that covers the silicon cells and things like that. But that's
interesting. Yeah. With it going to manufacturing moving to China, the price dropped dramatically, but now we see that drop in quality, of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us. StanDeo.com is the website to get that information. Join us tonight at 7 p.m. We'll have the nightly news at 7 p.m. Central. And tomorrow, 11 a.m., Alex Jones will be back on the Alex Jones Radio Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.